Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Welcome, Joe Gigante, regular Joe here with you on this Tuesday. Now, I had a great text message, by the way. I want to kick things off. I always enjoy hearing from the different merry band of regulars. Josh the Road Tech said, based on this study, what's wrong with good old Uncle Joe Biden? And his point being, of course, Joe Biden doesn't just go to Catholic services. He goes to a black Christian church. He goes to mosque. He goes to synagogue. He drives a truck. I mean, he's got all kinds of, I feel like I missed, we got black, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Catholic. I feel like we're forgetting one of his many faiths.
Puerto Rican and Greek.
Well, but that's not a faith. I mean, that's just nationality. But yeah, I mean, well, I mean, there's several subsects in the Greek. I mean, the Greek has like 10 different Orthodox churches. So perhaps, because he said he was inundated with Greek culture. So, I mean, that might be a fair thing. Good point, Josh. Apparently, maybe too much? I don't know. Maybe it was overload? I don't know. It's a very good point. Now, as though they want to illustrate beautifully for us exactly the kind of mindset the left feels that they're entitled to, that in fact, you little peons, you little people, me as well, I mean, I'm not exempting myself because I'm not a liberal. But Katie Couric, do you remember Katie Couric? She used to be on the highly rated Today show until cable news came out, specifically Fox, and Fox and Friends has just pummeled them ever since. She wrote a tell-all book, named names, and she became kind of ostracized. Well, she's still looking for some relevance. She went on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast. Now, Here's the fun of this. I'll play Bill Maher second. I'm actually going to go with Katie first. Bill Maher basically says, look, people love Donald Trump. He's killing it. That's the phrase he uses. But then as she waxes eloquent, in some senses, she says a little bit of the quiet part out loud. But she full-on shows the left elite progressive mindset that those dirty, that basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton termed supporters of Donald Trump, that still reigns in their mindsets, that those that would support Donald Trump are just a bunch of third class, not even second class citizens. You guys are practically inbred from the hills if you listen to what she says.
The socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters. I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost vile feeling.
So I love the last part of that, where she said, it's almost as good as when John Kirby says, the people in Iran are sitting down and they're worried. Are you kidding me? They're laughing at you, John Kirby. They're laughing at the putts in the White House who can't figure out where he is. And now you have Katie Kirk. Now we've talked about that great term, projection, where she says, do you know what it has ever been jealous and want something or someone else has and be resentful? You mean like the left is of Donald Trump? This, she just laid it out there. Now, she somehow seems to think that's who Trump voters are, that we are. Is she saying that she thinks we're resentful of Trump and we vote for him because we want his money? Could they be more tone deaf in any way, shape, or form? I point out many times that the average regular American would rather sit down and have a beer with Trump or a soda. He doesn't drink. So a soda with Trump than they ever would with Katie Kirk, even when she was still popular. Because she's an elite snob. She's the girl nobody has to go out with because, well, it rhymes with itch. I mean, I'm just saying. And here she is laying it out there. I think she just hit the nail on the head. The real reason liberals have Trump derangement syndrome is they're jealous. They want all that Trump has.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.